We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're at the very end of the 14th chapter in the second Chelek. The Chafetz Chaim had discussed with us last time that we all have the capacity to do acts of kindness and to set up our own gemach. You can set up a gemach with something small. You remember the Avat Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim had said, you know, if you have an extra 10 shekel, so you can make a gemach that lends out 10 shekel. You know, but every person can find things that they can lend. I gave you guys the example that I used to lend out my coat when I was in yeshiva. How good it would be if this would this idea would spread throughout our holy nation, that everyone would be quick to do this mitzvah. If only we would do this, then the world would be suffused with the trait of kindness. He says, and I'm telling you that all the tzaras, everything bad that happens in the world wouldn't be here anymore if we would just be kinder people. And I think that's what Chazal meant when they said in the Medrash, Tana de Beliyahu, when they said in the Medrash, Kshayu Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, nitkabitzu kulam. The Medrash says, when the Jews were in Egypt and they were suffering, so they had a communal meeting, and everyone gathered together. V'charetu b'rit yachad l'gmol chesed zeim zeh. So everyone got together and said, how are we going to get out of here? And they said, we're going to make a pact that among us, Am Yisrael, we will consistently do kindness with one another. Mashamal karetu b'rit yachad, aynu shekol haklal kulo. The idea of making a pact, the covenant, is that everyone, ben ashirim, ben apichutim hem, be it the wealthy, be it those that were lower in society, ra'u b'chol ma sheyesh b'cholam l'gmol chesed zeh zeh. Everyone looked at it and said, how could I do kindness with my fellow man? V'zeh midat ha'chesed she'hayah b'neihem. And this is the idea of the trait of kindness that was among them that led to the geula even from its rhyme. You know, we know the Tisha B'Av is coming up, and we know the second Beit HaMidrash was destroyed over Sinat Chinam. And Chazal tell us that Sinat Chinam brought down the second temple, whereas it took Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayot, Shvichut Damin, those tremendous sins to bring down the first Beit HaMidrash. Chazal say, you see how Sinat Chinam, what weight it corresponds to, the three heftiest sins in the Torah. Avodah Zarah, idol worship, Gilui Arayot, adultery, and Shvichut Damin, murder. So when we talk about strengthening Chesed, this is exactly in Yaneh Diyoma. This is the topic of the day. This kindness that they were focused on asking themselves, how could I do kindness with my fellow man? That's one of the things that caused the redemption. As he quoted earlier in the fifth chapter, in the name of the Medrash Psikta, Hamakom rachamim berachamav yichazken l'amida k'dosha hazot. May the omnipresent in his mercy strengthen us with this holy trait. And with that, we should merit to all that's good in this world and the world to come. And we skipped the footnote, so we'll just fill in the footnote. He had said that even those that aren't wealthy should try and do acts of kindness, set up their own little gemach. And we discussed that people sometimes set up a gemach with the simplest medications, but you know what? If I need a Band-Aid and I don't have where to get it, then your Band-Aid gemach is exactly what I need. The Chafetz Chaim says, even though technically, halachically, someone who is poor, he's very tight on his money, he's not obligated to set up a gemach. Nonetheless, look around. You don't see someone saying, I don't have the money, I'm not going to have a talis in shul. Even though he's very tight, he finds a way to have a talis. Even though technically a guy who doesn't have the money doesn't have to wear a talis. A talis is something that when you wear it, you're performing a mitzvah, and when you don't, okay, it's not an aveira. Yet everyone wears their talis, right? Everyone figures out a way of doing this. Everyone wants to get this mitzvah. We know we don't have to, but we're happy to do it. The same thing should be applied here. If a person only sets aside a small amount of money, but he uses it to give loans to other people, every time he gives that 5 shekel loan, could be 5 shekels, But every time he gives those 5 shekels, he's in fulfillment of a biblical mitzvah. So whoever recognizes how valuable this mitzvah is, it's a precious mitzvah. If you recognize the value of the mitzvah, then you try to find ways to perform the mitzvah, just as we try to find ways to perform other mitzvahs as well.